How the Old Covenant was made. Upon descending from the mountain, Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice, and said, All the words which the Lord hath said will we do. Then followed the ratification of the covenant. An altar was built at the foot of the mountain, and beside it 12 pillars were set up, according to the 12 tribes of Israel, as a testimony of their acceptance of the covenant. Moses took the book of the covenant, and read in the audience of the people. All were at liberty to choose whether they would comply with the conditions of the covenant. They had heard God's law proclaimed, and its principles had been particularized, that they might know how much this covenant involved. Again the people answered with one accord, All that the Lord hath said will we do, and be obedient. When Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood, and sprinkled both the book, and all the people, saying, This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moses had received the command, Come up unto the Lord, thou, and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. The 70 elders were to assist Moses in the government of Israel, and God put upon them his spirit. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet as it were a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness. They did not behold the deity, but they saw the glory of his presence. They had been contemplating his glory, purity, and mercy, until they could approach nearer to him. Moses and his minister Joshua were now summoned to meet with God. The leader appointed Aaron and Hur, assisted by the elders, to act in his stead. Moses waited for a summons to the presence chamber of the Most High. Though his patience and obedience were tested, he did not forsake his post. Even this favored servant of God could not at once approach into his presence and endure his glory. 6 days must be employed in devoting himself to God by searching of heart, meditation, and prayer. Upon the seventh day, which was the Sabbath, Moses was called up into the cloud. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud, and Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. He fasted during the entire 40 days.